pork production, says Acting World Outlook Board Chair Seth Meyer.
Increased pork production by 275 million pounds. And this is driven by that December 23rd hog and pigs report, where we saw both strong expected farrowings and a rebound in pigs per litter. The pigs per litter number for the September-November was a record for that quarter.
Meantime,
we increased beef production by 160 million pounds from our estimate last month based upon carcass weights. Those animals getting a little bit heavier, the feeders making the best use of those limited number of cattle that they can.
Looking at meat prices,
we softened the 2014 steer price by 72 cents and the hog price by 19 cents. That's prices today. And that fall in steer prices both this year and the dollar decline that we see for 2015 from our previous expectation is some packer resistance as their margins get squeezed.
There was also a $3.25 decrease on the hog price. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Susan. And Acting World Outlook Board Chair Seth Meyer talks more about the forecast involving beef imports and exports and pork exports.
We increased beef imports in 2014 by 80 million pounds, and that's based upon strong U.S. demand and an Australian drought, which is pushing them to market some of their animals. We expect that Australia drought to contribute to the very first quarter in 2015, so it'll linger in 2015, and we expect continuation of strong domestic demand in 2015, so we raised that number by 70 million pounds. We dropped beef exports by 15 million pounds in 2014 and pork by 125 million pounds in 2014. And that's on our high domestic prices and a strong U.S. dollar. That strong U.S. dollar is expected to continue into 2015, and at least we're holding some of that offset by those modest increases in production we also put in place. So we had no change in the U.S. meat trade expectations for beef and pork in 2015.
And when it comes to dairy, Meyer explains the reduction in the forecast of milk production along with the price information.
We reduced 2014 milk production by 200 million pounds. We decreased 2015 production by 500 million pounds on slower growth in cow numbers on those tighter margins. 2014, very modest changes, and that's on actual full-year prices. Product prices, when we shift to 2015, we've now reduced our expectations for cheese prices by 3 cents, butter prices by 6 cents, whey prices by a penny, and NDM prices by 7 cents. Weaker demand for both domestic and foreign has been putting downward pressure on those prices, particularly NDM. When we look at the milk prices by class for 2014, we decreased the class 3 price by a penny, the class 4 price by 6 cents, and all milk price by 12 cents. We already were expecting large year-over-year price declines in those milk prices, but given that further softening in product prices, we've reduced the class 3 price by 35 cents, the class 4 price by 85 cents, and the all milk price by 70 cents.